Welcome to the Owl's Nest. It's where we highlight faculty, staff, and students on the campus of Hartford Community College and tell you about all the amazing things going on in and around it. I'm Gabe Bassford, and today I'm talking with Amy Spinato, Director of Financial Aid here at HCC. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for taking the time out of your hands to be joining us with here today.
Happy to be here.
Obviously, you know, interview, we got to start diving straight into the questions here. So first things first, I just want to ask you here, right? Sometimes one of the biggest hurdles students face when it comes to college is, you know, paying for college. So tell me as a student here about how Hartford Community College helps connect students in ways for paying for classes. What are the resources that we have available here?
Hartford Community College is extremely generous with the funding that we provide. Mm-hmm. And the basis for everything is something called the FAFSA, the Free Application for Federal Student Aid, FAFSA. And that needs to be done annually. Mm-hmm. And so that's going to help students qualify for federal, state, and institutional funding. So that's the foundation for most of what we do. We have a foundation that's very strong and provides a lot of funding for student as well, some supplemental items. So there's lots of available opportunities for students, and we have many ways to connect students to those.
Okay. And you mentioned about FAFSA. I was curious if you could possibly try to explain that a bit more in depth.
So it's an online form and basically provides a lot of demographic information, income information, and it helps determine what sort of grant funding and scholarships and loans a student may qualify for. Mm-hmm. And so we have some events that will actually let students, will help students with actually completing the form. Mm. And all the documents or information that students need are found on our website. They go to Hartford.edu, admissions and costs, financial aid. On that homepage is going to be a list of the events that we hold, as well as what documents are needed to actually complete that FAFSA.
But you mentioned about events specifically, you know, involved with FAFSA. What kind of events?
So we do a combination of events. We have virtual events. The first one's going to be September 29th, and then we're having one October 24th.
Okay.
And students, it's a Zoom event, and there'll be a link provided that they can log in to learn about financial aid and the financial aid process. Mm-hmm. Starting in late September, early October, we're going to be going to all the Hartford HCPS high schools, or a combination of some, and they're all posted on our website. And we're actually going to be presenting to students and families what's needed to actually complete that form. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to actually have some events here in Joppa Hall in a computer lab where we will actually help students and parents submit the actual FAFSA form.
Ooh, that sounds phenomenal.
So it's a good service. We've been doing it for years. And October 1 is when the FAFSA opens. It's an annual application. So it's just as important for the high school seniors out there to complete it, as well as our current HCC students.
100%. 100% agree with that. And you mentioned about there's a website, obviously, they can access. And I want to ask specifically, do you remember on top of your head where they can access this website?
So they can go to Hartford.edu, select admissions and cost, financial aid. And then all that information will be there regarding the types of financial aid that's available, about scholarships, about work study that I want to touch upon. Ooh. And we've just added some new information on our website regarding some debt relief programs through the Biden-Harris administration.
Okay. And you mentioned about work study, and jump onto that. Go crazy with that.
We have wonderful opportunities available on our website for students. Mm-hmm. The rate of pay is $13.78. And what's advantageous about work study is that the jobs on campus will work around the students' schedules. Again, off campus, not necessarily.
Time is important. Scheduling is definitely important, especially when we come to college. I'm going to say that from the bottom of my heart.
And we have some great positions available in the work study area. There's marketing positions. We have real life work experience that we're offering our students. We have peer assistants through My College Success Network. We have greenhouse lab assistant. Those are just some of those exciting positions that we have. I'm really happy with the supervisors that have come on board to help our students. And you know, Gabe, something I wanted to mention is that we do process benefits for students for veterans benefits. We have staff available on campus in the Student Center as well as on base at APG. Mm-hmm. So it's just really important for families to know that resources are available for us to help you with those benefits.
there seems to be like a lot of opportunities when it comes to, you know, financial aid here. And I want to try to move on to my next question here. So in terms of grants, right, are there any new grants that have become available to students in the recent years?
So I'm going to talk about the Maryland Community College Promise Scholarship, and that's mm-hmm. fairly new.
Okay.
And another reason why families need to complete that FAFSA. It opens October 1, and the Maryland State Priority Filing date is March 1st.
Okay.
And there are a lot of people that assume that they're not going to qualify. And the Maryland Community College Promise Scholarship is really for middle-income families.
Mm-hmm.
There are some income requirements, and there's more information on our website regarding those. But it's really important that students list Hartford Community College on their FAFSA. Our federal FAFSA school code is 002075.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, again, really important that they list us. Even if families aren't 100% sure they're going to be attending Hartford, they should list the community college in the area which they live.
And you mentioned some families, they feel like they're not going to be qualified with a financial aid. I want to ask what could be possibly the main reasons why they may think that?
Well, financial aid includes grants, scholarships, and even includes loans and work studies. So mm-hmm. there are some people that might not qualify for some of the free money, meaning the grants, but they might qualify for the work study, which is the on-campus employment and student loans. Loans is a way for families that couldn't possibly send their children to school, mm-hmm. a way for them to send their children to Hartford or to any other institution. Of course, we want them to choose Hartford. So it's a great way to help with paying for college. There are other options, though, besides loans. And other forms of financial aid. The college does offer as well a payment plan. So there's information on the college website. You can actually, even in the search bar, type in payment plan and that information should pop up.
The magic technology. I cannot push that any further. It makes things a lot more easier, especially because of websites. And I remember previously talked about this, how basically, I believe the application for FAFSA, you mentioned it being like completely lengthy.
It used to be, not anymore. It's an online application, and it's pretty much a smart type form. It's going to ask the questions that it feels they need to ask. They'll skip over some areas. So the Department of Education says it takes probably about 20 minutes for a family to complete. I'm going to say it probably is going to take a little bit longer. But once you do it the first year, it's going to get easier each subsequent year.
Moving on to the next question here. There's obviously different kinds of student loans too, right? Consolidated, unconsolidated. But I want to ask, what is the bigger difference between those two?
So the direct student loan program, students could qualify for either a subsidized or unsubsidized loan, and that's based on FAFSA. Consolidation is a complicated piece, and we have just partnered with a company called ECMC, and I'm going to direct our listeners to the Hartford website, the financial aid page, and there's some information on student debt relief and information about loans under types of aid on our website. With consolidation, and going back to your original question, families do have to be careful that they're not losing any benefits from their loans when they go into consolidation. So we would recommend that that sort of question be directed to our financial aid office or to our partner ECMC.
And moving on towards the next one, right? FAFSA applications are obviously a big part of paying for college. But it's also, you know, used to be a lengthy application. It's become a lot more simplistic, but, you know, it still takes some time, right? Let's say I'm a new student. What do I need in order to fill out this application, and where can I find this application?
There's a lot of demographic information that's on the form. The actual application is online, and students can go to studentaid.gov to select and start the FAFSA. It is going to require that they sign it electronically, so they're also going to have to sign up for something called an FSAID. But we have short videos on our website from a company called Financial Aid TV that we partner with, and there's great videos that explain filling out the FAFSA. But we also have our events, and we have a multitude of events. And as I mentioned, we're going to provide hands-on assistance on November 5th and February 5th. And more information and RSVP will be found on our website.
Awesome. So you guys have yourself events, you have yourself video tutorials, not only that, but also have yourselves, I assume, financial aid advisors to help you like on the spot. So basically we have ourselves multiple opportunities to potentially find ourselves help filling out this application.
We do offer that. And so again, students still can do virtual. Again, we have live chat available during office hours. If a student would prefer not to come into the office, we can set up a Teams appointment. So there's lots of availability for students to either come to the student center to receive assistance and meet with an advisor or to schedule a meeting or do a chat.
Like I said, I'm just really glad that, like, especially something so helpful in terms of financial aid has just basically opens its borders and pretty much made it so much easier to be accessible compared, you know, how it may have been years and years ago. But moving on to the next one here. Financial aid department holds FAFSA nights, you know, the events and all that, reaches out to community to help educate students, right? Also, what are some of the educational days planned in financial aid this season for fall 2022?
Okay, so we have a virtual session on September 29th, and then we also have another virtual session on October 24th. And then starting in October 6th, we're going to be jumping around the different high schools. On October 6th, we have North Hartford, and so on and so forth, on October 12th, October 18th, October 25th, and then we're going to wrap up our high school night sessions on November 2nd. But then we're going to go right into the completion events after that. When November 5th, it's a Saturday from 9 to 1, and also February 5th, we're going to be offering the hands-on assistance to complete the FAFSA. And the reason that we're doing all these events is the Maryland State Priority deadline is March 1st. We want students to apply by that priority date so they can be considered for some of the funding through the state, which can be generous. So it's really important that everyone meet those deadlines. Even if they're not 100% sure where they're going, they really do need to list Hartford or list a Maryland school in that application.
Just so we understand the consequence, let's just say like a student was able to fill out the application by deadline. What would happen by then?
They might not be considered for like the Maryland Community College Promise or some other grants. Again, students can definitely apply after March 1st. And we can actually even right now it is, what is this, September 13th? You know, we're in September now, and the fall semester started, and students can still do a FAFSA for this current school year. So I don't want people to be discouraged, but if you can do it prior to March 1st, go
early
ahead and do it.
Yeah. Early as
possible. For the most opportunity, for priority in receiving those grants and scholarships, the best aid offer they could possibly receive.
And let's say a student wants to, you know, make appointments with a, you know, financial aid advisor. What are some possible methods they could possibly go forth with that?
They could come in the office and we can see them on the spot. We could do a live chat. We could do a Teams call. They could send an email. They could pick up the phone and give our office a call.
Where is this office located?
We're located in the student center on the first floor near the welcome desk.
Obviously, you have yourself virtual appointments there. 100% available for that. And is the work study program currently available?
Yes, it is. We have a number of positions that are still open, and we really are looking for students in these positions. We actually have off-campus agreements with the YMCA and some other areas, or I'm sorry, the Boys and Girls Club. We have agreements or arrangements with the Boys and Girls Club, so students can actually go off campus, and there are some opportunities to be reading tutors, just a wealth of opportunity with the positions that are currently available. So if a student has an interest in work study, they should contact the financial aid office, and we can check their eligibility, which does include having a FAFSA on file to see if they will qualify.
That pretty much is all the questions I really want to, know, ask. And I, again, want to say, again, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to come join us and help us explain, you know, the benefits of financial aid.
Happy to be here. We really just want students to explore all their options. Hartford Community College is a high-value, low-cost institution, but, you know, we still want to help families with receiving the funding that they may qualify for. So as a reminder, even if you think you're not eligible, please do the FAFSA form. And if you have questions about doing that, please contact the office. Please plan on attending any of any of our events that we're going to be having. Our website or our financial aid page will have the most up-to-date information, and we'll provide the links for the virtual sessions. And again, that first session is September 29th. And just really important to know the code. The FAFSA mm-hmm. school code for Hartford Community College is 002075. And the student can go to studentaid.gov to actually complete the FAFSA for Hartford Community College. Again, starting October 1 for the 2023-2024 school year. Students that are currently enrolled this fall semester or plan on enrolling this spring, you can still do the application for the 22-23 year.
Of course. Thank you so much for coming on, joining up with us. And
can I add something else?
Go crazy.
Okay. So scholarships. There's a variety of opportunities available to our students.
Okay.
And we actually have for the spring semester our scholarship site reopening for students to apply. They can mm-hmm. go to harford.awardspring.com to start an application.
Okay.
So again, scholarship session for students attending in the spring semester will be opening at harford.awardspring.com. And then we have other opportunities available. We have the HCC Presidential Grant. There's funding and assistance available for students.
Mm-hmm.
And we have information linked on our website under resources and forms. And we really do encourage families to check us out, to give us a call. We really hope to see you at one of our virtual sessions, at one of our high school nights, or at one of our workshops.
I want to thank my guest, Amy Spinato, Director of Financial Aid, for joining us here today on The Owl's Nest. Please take the time to like and subscribe to all three of Hartford Community College's official podcasts, WHFC Presents, HCC 360, and Feedback to get the latest content when it drops. I'm Gabriel Bassford, and we'll see you next time.